Ladies and gentlemen, an excerpt from the book My Wife, My Kids, My God by Dr. David Lee Asbury. Miss Kaplan, you don't remember me, do you? It's Lewis, the plumber. Melissa couldn't believe the change in his appearance. Lewis was wearing a blue suit that fit him so well it just had to be tailored. His goatee was perfectly trimmed, and he was sending off signals for all women to take notice. Could this be the same rude jerk of a plumber who was at her house on Monday? Shirley, Melissa's best friend, put her drink down and batted her eyelashes. Hello, Lewis the plumber. I'm Shirley. Do sit down and join us. Well, Miss Kaplan, do you mind? No, have a seat, and please call me Melissa. As Lewis slipped into the chair between them, Shirley downed what was left of her second drink. She then waved her hand to the waiter for another one. Melissa recalled the last time Shirley had consumed so much alcohol, specifically 3 Long Island iced teas. Everyone who crossed her path had been hit with some sort of insult. So, Lewis, what are you doing here? Shirley asked. Just meeting up with a friend of mine. A female friend? Shirley raised a nosy eyebrow. The waiter returned with Shirley's third drink. Melissa glared at the glass as if it was poison, hoping Shirley would take the hint to cool it. She wanted to say so, but not in front of Lewis. The plumber answered politely. I'm waiting on my boy Kevin. Oh, is Kevin single too? Shirley! Melissa kicked her under the table. Ow, what? Shirley looked at Melissa like she was crazy. I'm just trying to be sociable, that's all. Lewis doesn't mind, do you, Lewis? He smiled pleasantly. I don't mind at all, and to answer your question, yes, he's also single. As a matter of fact, I think that's him over there. Do you mind if he joins us? Oh, no, we don't mind at all, do we, Melissa? Not at all. Lewis headed toward the front of the restaurant. Melissa and Shirley watched him as though he was the last bottle of spring water on earth. Then Melissa turned to Shirley and said angrily, Shirley, you are drunk. Girl, look at his behind. It is so round. It's so perfect. Shirley, you know how you get when you drink too much. No, Melissa, how do I get? You get crazy. You start insulting everyone. Melissa, what are you worried about? Huh? You were the one who said he was rude to you. Now all of a sudden you worried about the poor little plumber's feelings? It's not that. I just don't want an argument to break out. Yeah, right, Melissa. If you ask me, it sounds like you're kind of sweet on this plumber guy. Shirley, listen. He's a plumber. That's all he is, and that's all he will be, okay? Oh, so what you're telling me is that you didn't get the least bit excited when he came to the table, unbuttoned his jacket, and sat that fine wide frame of his down next to you. All of that didn't do anything to you. Nothing at all. Melissa shifted her eyes away from Shirley's. Well, girl, that man is fine. Something must be wrong with your internal plumbing, 'cause I'm sitting in a puddle right about now. Before Melissa could respond, Lewis appeared with his friend. Melissa, Shirley, this is Kevin. Kevin shook the lady's hands. He stood about 6 feet tall, 1.5 inches shorter than Lewis. His hair was cut in a played-out high-top fade. Melissa decided the fact that it was neatly cut made the style somewhat acceptable, if no longer exactly fashionable. The men sat down, and Lewis took a stab at breaking the silence that fell over the table. So, Melissa, how's the plumbing job holding up? Everything okay? Shirley blurted, her plumbing is fine. I'm the one who's leaking right about now. Lewis gave Shirley a confused look. Are you having a plumbing problem too? Lewis, never mind, Shirley, Melissa said sharply, glaring at her girlfriend. She's just being silly. As silence settled over the table again, Kevin took a turn. So, Shirley, what do you do for a living? Shirley drew back and blinked her eyes several times. I work for an advertising agency. Kevin leaned on his elbows and moved closer to Shirley. Have you been there long? Again, Shirley winced as if she was in pain. I've been there for about 3 years. It wasn't long before Melissa figured out why Shirley was blinking and squinting so much. When the waiter returned to find out if they needed anything, Melissa got a whiff of Kevin's breath. Phew! After Kevin ordered his drink, he turned back to Shirley, but before he could utter another word, Shirley shouted, "Negro, your breath smells like hate!" "What?" Kevin asked, his eyes bugging out. "Negro, you heard me! There must be a dead demon running around in your mouth or something. Melissa, I'm leaving. I can't take any more of this man's mouth. His breath smells like he's been drinking hot sauce all night." Shirley got up from the table and walked out of Virgil's, leaving everyone at the table speechless. Finally, Kevin broke the silence. "Yo, Lewis, these women kill me. They can't handle their men at home. They can't handle their liquor when they go out. And when they finally meet someone nice, they don't know what to say or how to act. That chicken head needs to check herself." Melissa wanted to respond to Kevin's comments, especially the chicken head part, but she left it alone. She knew that Kevin was trying to regain back some of his dignity. She simply apologized to the men for Shirley's behavior and excused herself. Before she left, Lewis wrote his number on the back of a business card and asked her to call him the next day. Melissa quickly took the card, said good night, and ran out of the restaurant to catch Shirley, who was standing woozily across the street, leaning on her car, singing loudly and waving to passers-by. Melissa rolled her eyes and grabbed Shirley's purse. "I'm taking your car keys, girl," she said with a sigh, "and then I'm driving you home." Dr. Asberry is the co-author of the New York Times bestseller Bootleg by actor-comedian Damon Wayans. You can purchase a copy of the book My Wife, My Kids, My God at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, or you can visit Dr. Asberry's website at www.fixingfathers.org. That's www.fixingfathers.org.